CFAX Victoria, a division of Bell Media. If it's happening, it's here. CFAX 1070.
Good morning, 7 o'clock in Victoria. This is Monday, September the 19th. I'm Al Farabee, and actress and comedian Karen Brelsford is joining us. She is a Kate Middleton impersonator. Will she be in town to do this very thing? We'll tell you more coming up in a moment here on CFAX 1070. We're getting set for a royal visit here in Victoria, and we're excited about it. And on Saturday's kind of a big day for it. CFAX 1070 is going to have full coverage of everything that's happening with the royals coming to town. I'll tell you what else. Our guest here today is somebody by the name of Karen Brelsford. Karen, I want to say good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. You are an actress and comedian, correct?
Correct. That's right.
Okay. You have a Victoria connection, too, do you not?
Yeah. Well, I'm born and raised in Victoria. So I've spent most of my life, actually, there and involved in the theater community and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Now, one of the things that you are known for is you are a Kate Middleton impersonator.
Yes, exactly. It's quite true.
So, with voice and all.
That's right. Voice, costume, fascinator, even two silly-looking baby puppets. And we also have a queen, a lovely queen.
Are you going to be in town this weekend?
I am, actually. I will be around. The queen will be around. But, you know, the whole space-time continuum, two princesses cannot be in the same place at the same time. So I won't actually be there when the real Kate Middleton is there.
So there won't be any, people kind of mistaking you for the real deal.
No, not on the day she's there. She's there for 4 specific days. So I'm just making sure that my appearances won't overlap on her exact times. So,
fair enough.
Yeah.
How did you get into this? Being a Kate Middleton impersonator?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those careers you could never imagine. Like, when I grow up, I'm going to be. I was involved just a lot with comedy locally in Victoria. Victoria has such a great comedy scene. There's so many talented people there, just creative writers and everything, performers. So I got involved with that. There's Broad Theatrics, Sin City, Atomic Vaudeville, even way back when, 30 Cent Players and Throw Us a Line. So at least 15 years of comedy in Victoria that I've been doing, and Kate Middleton came into the news, and she was sort of like a hot topic, and people were like, oh, Karen, you're tall. You have the long brown hair. Can you do a funny British accent? And then it kind of went from there, and I was doing it just for fun, and then it became like a regular gig once I met Carolyn Sadowska, who has been impersonating the Queen since at least Expo 86. And we went from there. So we do big events. Like recently we just had a dinner crowd of about 540 people that we presented to and did a fun knighting ceremony and all that kind of stuff.
What kind of reaction do you get?
Well, there's a few different reactions, I guess. Most of the time, people kind of do a double take. Recently we were walking around in front of the legislature building in Victoria. And people kind of turn and look, and because you're wearing something very different from everyday wear in Victoria, and people just immediately smile. You know, like it brightens people's day. You can tell, you know, their eyes light up, and they start to giggle, and they want to come up and ask you questions and get their picture taken with you. And what we do, as you know, as the Kate and the Queen, is we just want to make people happy and laugh and keep it light and just sort of bring that fun sense of humor that goes with, you know, I guess Victoria's history as a, you know, kind of a royal city, British Columbia, and celebrate that and just have fun with it, you know?
Yeah, we're talking to Kate Brelsford, who is an actress and comedian.
Karen Brelsford.
what am I saying?
Oh, he said Kate.
Oh, man, she's getting all mixed up already.
So, I know, it's happening.
See, it is. It's the magic of it all. So, well, I'll tell you, are you hoping to meet her at some point?
Oh, I mean, that would be, I mean, I think everyone would hope to meet Kate or the Queen or a royal. It would be an interesting experience. I did tweet to Kate, though, and invite her for tea at the Empress, but I haven't heard back. So.
You haven't heard back? Why not?
I know. She's very busy, so I totally get it.
Man, oh, man.
So
this is something, too, that I'm just wondering, like, what it takes to get into character. Do you just automatically transform once you, you know, you put on some costuming? And is it hard to do? Is it easy to do?
Well, we do scripted material, too. So if we do, like, an event where we're hired and booked, we'll do something tailored to the group. So we'll find out lots about them, find out some behind-the-scenes stuff, and write basically a stand-up sketch routine. And then when we're doing sort of strolling or just meet and greet or, you know, just hanging out with the public, it's improv-based big time. So you do a little research, know a little background about who Kate is or the royal family, maybe some topics in the news recently.
Okay.
And then, so there's that part. And then it becomes about the people you're interacting with, right? So it's asking them where they're from and getting them to talk and share. And everyone likes to talk about themselves, too. So you get people going, and then they lighten up and they have fun. So there's also the part with costume, too. So getting costume and warming up my British accent and all that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah, yeah. I like the British accent going on there. So definitely, while the royals are here, we will see you and the Queen, shall we say, somewhere in the Victoria area over the next few days.
It's true.
Okay.
Yeah, you might do a double take.
Oh, okay. Hey, by the way, if people want to find out more about you, where can they find out about you online, for example, Karen?
Oh, sure. Well, I do have a website, KarenBrailsford.com, and there's a link there, Princess Kate. And you can find out there, or you can go to Entertainment BC, 10 BC. And there's actually a few more Canadian acts on there as well. They're quite cool. Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to it. I'm glad I got a chance to say hello to you.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you, Al. I've listened to you for quite a while.
Have you really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, on the radio when I'm in Victoria.
That's true.
It's like, oh, is it going to be snowy today? Can we get out of, you know, where we are and drive into the city?
That'll be me. So, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Karen, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Al.
All right.
Take care.
Karen Brailsford, who is a Kate Middleton impersonator. Yes, we're getting kind of in a royal mode, shall we say. And again, coverage here on the Royal Visit on Saturday begins at 3 o'clock on CFAX 1070.